guys, welcome to Sky's Limit Podcast. And who would have thought we would make it to 2 weeks?
Who knew, right? I'm looking at you.
I'm looking at you. What do you mean?
You're the one who always like, yeah, we do it next week.
And then it turns next week, and then it's next week.
And then something comes up in that next week, so we're like, oh, we're going to do it next week.
And then we just forget about it completely.
Pretty much. I blame you.
I blame you.
Fine, you can blame me.
But I'm surprised we've made it 2 weeks.
Who knew, right?
Yeah. Honestly, the last episode is probably my favorite episode. It just felt so natural. And like, it felt like we were talking to each other, but just more exaggerated.
Yeah.
Because usually when we're talking to each other, we're like, yeah, I want to die.
Yeah.
Brody, why are you a garden in college?
Seriously, guys, I still reckon he's crazy.
Hey, my greenhouse broke today. I am still getting over his death.
That's like the best thing that happened to me today when you told me that. I was like, oh my gosh, that's funny.
It is not funny. It is very sad. Thank you very much.
It is hilarious. Come on. That's like the funniest thing I've heard all day. And what's the other funniest thing is my family went to the rodeo today. And my family basically got pissed on by an animal. And the funniest thing that happened to me today was your greenhouse breaking. So. Yep. So that's funny.
I planted a blue in the last week's episode.
Don't ask me. I don't remember.
Yeah, but I honestly love our podcast. We just need to get the upload schedule good.
Yes. I can also officially say, all right, I will be getting, I'll be talking on my PC in a couple more days. Mm. So next time we do a podcast, I will be on my PC talking.
Will it be better quality?
Don't ask me. You won't know until you get it.
Are you going to get, like, a microphone?
No. I'm just going to use my headset.
Yeah, you need to get one of those gaming microphones.
Yeah.
Lee and Sarah have.
Yeah, I know.
Gosh. I don't know. I'm playing Roblox right now, so I'm getting distracted. Roblox, the best game of all time, you know what I mean?
Oh my gosh. So, any news about lockdown? Because...
Oh, we have 6 more cases overnight.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Because he shucked a house party.
No, he did not.
With 25 people.
Are those 5 people got the corona?
5, Chloe, not 5. And they don't know, but I reckon they will if he shucked the party and they all like saw him and stuff.
Oh my gosh.
And if they're all like drinking together and stuff, like, and they get like drunk or whatever, they're obviously like not talking probably and like spitting and stuff.
Mm.
You know.
Like, how stupid do you have to be?
if you have COVID symptoms, stay inside.
Yeah, but don't forget, some people don't have the symptoms and they also have the corona.
Well, just wear a mask in general.
No, because apparently their doctors already told them, no, you're fine. Which,
yeah, but
I know.
It's not.
Who the fuck? Alright, just think about it. What kind of doctor will tell them, don't wear a fucking mask? Like,
Yeah.
what doctor would do that?
Just, if you can, just continue sanitizing. Have a bottle of sanitizer in your car. Have it in your, like, room when you're walking, like, your doorway when you're walking in from somewhere, so you remember, oh, sanitizer. Just continue to follow guidelines to stop the spread.
That's the thing. There's too many Karens out in the world who don't give two shits.
The doctor said I don't have to do it because of my disability.
Yeah, they're going to get a disability from a fucking hit soon, so...
They're going to die soon from the COVID.
Well, it's one way to get rid of people who are stupid.
But the thing is, that's the thing is, I hate it because the people who actually want to follow the regulations, they're the people who die.
Mm-hmm.
Because their mums or, like, their children, grandchildren, whatever, sister, brother, they don't want to follow it, and then they bring it back home to them who follow it.
I know, it is so stupid. Like, come on. Can't we just get rid of people who are dumb, who don't want to do it? They're the people who should sacrifice. Not sacrifice. I can't remember the name. It's gone. Consequences. I think that's all.
Trauma.
Oh my gosh.
Trauma consequences, whatever.
Yeah. People who don't want to do it should suffer.
Just suffer, period.
Mm. Because they're not just putting their life in danger, they're putting the people who care everything about their life.
Yeah, just like I didn't follow guidelines.
You know what? Like, this has proven, the COVID has proven, if there ever was a zombie apocalypse, we're not going to survive because there's too many idiots in the world.
Do you remember our episode about the zombie apocalypse?
Kinda, yeah.
And then we talked about running pregnant on a field or whatever.
Oh, I remember a bit of it.
Oh, and then we said, like, squirrels would listen to our podcast in, like, 50 years or whatever. Squirrels ended.
Oh my gosh. Coming back slowly.
Yeah, me with my semi-short hair.
Mm-hmm.
I cut my hair.
Please do.
Only a little though, to look like Aaron Yeager.
Oh my gosh. Oh, that's another thing that's been happening. Attack on Titans.
Last episode is already out when people are listening to this.
Ooh. I can't believe it. They did my girl dirty, Sasha. I can't believe it.
Mm-hmm. Don't say the other
one. No, I'm not.
They may not still put it in
there. No, yeah, I know. I keep that one. But still, I can't believe it. I was, like, so upset.
Yeah.
You see, people like Levi, right? Levi's not my favorite. It was Sasha, Hanji, and then it was Levi. I will sacrifice Levi to bring back Sasha. And I know so many people are going to hate that. But I don't care.
I would too, don't worry.
I can't believe it. My girl Sasha's dead.
Yeah. Whoa, that pink? Sorry.
Seriously? No. I was like so upset because no matter what I do, if I'm like, okay, let me pick a character, and then I'm like, okay, this character is my favorite, they always end up dying. So I stopped picking characters, but I picked Sasha and Hanji and all Hanji thingy like over 4 years ago before I stopped picking thing, and now it's like the show's like got the final season coming out, and then they did my girl dirty. They killed her.
Yeah.
How could they?
Oh, by the way, everyone, I am planning on doing a schedule things for Saturday for Australia, Friday for Americans, as like a little treat. We could do it the My Stereo app, Chloe.
Mm.
Do you know what that is?
Yeah. I don't really care about it, but why?
Just so we can, like, talk live and have it, like, every Saturday or whatever, and people can come.
Mm. Just do stupid shit and people... Oh my gosh. Seriously.
Honestly, if there could be one drug you could have what right now with no repercussions.
You mean like drugs? Like the street drugs?
Drugs. Like cocaine, heroin, all that
stuff. I don't do drugs.
Yeah, but if there could be one you could take where you just feel it, but like there's no
repercussions. How about you then? What would you choose?
Either acid or shrooms.
Mushrooms.
Yeah. Magic mushrooms.
Well, I don't like food mushrooms, so why would I go to actual high mushrooms?
Oh, I don't like food mushrooms, but like I've heard so many things about magic mushrooms. I like there would be one I would take without any repercussions.
I don't know because I don't know drugs. The only drugs that I know are cocaine, weed, basically. Mushrooms and ice. They're the only ones I really know. Oh, and ecstasy, I think. Yeah, they're the only ones I really know.
I wanna try weed, but the only thing is people just said it just makes you feel sleepy.
I do that all the time, so what's the point of getting it?
Did you know weed is already legal in Perth?
Really?
Yeah. No wonder why. My ex brother and ex sister in law moved there.
No wonder.
No wonder.
It's all coming together.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Nah. So. How was today?
Terrible. My greenhouse baby.
I do gotta say, that's the funny thing that happened to me today when you told me.
It is not funny, man.
It is, because you, like, put your heart and soul into it and it broke.
You know, people... Like... Anyone who wants to advertise our podcast for some odd reason, why would they? Would be so confused on what demographic we're going for. Is that the word?
Just go with it.
Like, the audience we're going for. We've spoken about anime, we've spoken about
Garmin, just tell you the truth. It's all of above. It's just all of above.
Yep. We're very wide variety podcast. Yeah,
well, just if somebody goes, oh, do you know them? What do they do? Just say they're all above. Anything you think of, mm-hmm. they do it. So,
do you know there's 53 weeks in a year?
Yeah, I think if my mind's working with me, but
want to know what's funny?
What?
in those 52 weeks, we usually are only able to get like 3 episodes.
That's true. That's true.
But for the rest of the year, we try to get it going.
Yeah. Just things keep popping up, especially when we're actually going to do it. Something happened with our...
But I like these longer ones because then we have like time to talk.
We ain't rushing it. And Brody is not actually saying some things that we have to learn.
So do you like this one more?
Yeah, because I don't have to sit there bored out of my mind while you read why anime was like created or why fucking something stupid, like what was the meaning of it, like
yeah. Honestly, I want to live on the moon.
Okay, that came out of nowhere.
But like, wouldn't it be like cool having like zero gravity and you're just like floating around? You feel like going to sleep and you're like, all right, and you just like jump up and you're like laying around in space. You know?
Oh my gosh!
You're like, yeah, I don't know.
I never really thought of it. The funny thing is, if you think about it, you know how people want to go to Mars and Mars is like a red dirt thingy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to go to Mars because I basically already live on Mars. We're from Australia. We got our own fucking red dirt.
Yeah.
What's the point of going to fucking Mars when we're already living on Mars, basically? But it has like deadly animals, which I don't think Mars has. So...
Honestly, you know what our podcast would be called?
Let's just talk about stupid shit, right?
No, The Click.
The Click, why?
Because in the background, all you hear is...
That's you making that clicking sound.
No, last podcast I was pressing my button super softly and all I could hear in my phone was...
Just...
Yeah, I
haven't. Know. I wasn't even pressing it at that point. I was having a sip of my drink.
I heard something.
You're hearing things. I think you're going crazy or something.
Is that Raven from Teen Titans? Oh no, it isn't.
Oh my gosh. I hope people agree with me how crazy you are.
I agree with you. What do you mean?
Yeah, but you're like on a whole new level of crazy.
Oh? Okay.
Seriously.
You want to bully me like that?
Yeah, I do, actually. Yeah.
I feel violated.
Okay. That was weird.
You're like, whoa.
Calm down. Calm the fuck down.
Scampered.
Calm down before someone makes you calm down.
And who will that someone be?
I don't know. A ghost, maybe? I don't know. A cockroach? A spider?
You know what I would never be able to do, though?
What?
I know some podcasts, like, some really famous one, they do, like, live shows in front of the audience. I would never be able to do that.
I would never do that.
Yeah, I'd never be able to do that.
I'll never do that because... How do I say this? All right, like, yeah, people are listening to me talk, but how do I put this? I'm not comfortable talking in front of people, and the thing about it, like, talking now, it's like it's just me and you.
Yeah, and these are very much not scripted podcast.
Seriously.
So I feel like in the middle of it, we'd be like, oh, what do we talk about now?
Yeah, there's just somebody yells out, do something stupid.
Do a backflip. Us will break our back.
We'll do more than break our backs. We'll probably just break our face because we'll just land on our face. Oh my gosh. Just, we'll have to, because how Australians are, we just like, we'll say things on our mind and somebody in the audience will probably just yell out and make us do something stupid. And then it depends what it is, and I probably would do it.
Honestly, if we're somehow still doing this podcast when I turn 18, we're getting drunk.
Oh, my fucking gosh. Yes. And then people have to listen to me being drunk out of my goddamn mind.
Drunk Thoughts 101.
Oh my, I legit cannot wait until you're 18. I really can't.
Then we can make a drunk podcast.
Yes, but I can't wait for you to get drunk because I want to see what you look like drunk.
Season 24, rebrand the drunk podcast.
Yes. That guys, legit, it won't be exactly on the day that he turns 18. Because he'll be partying. It'll probably be. What do you? If when you turn 18, do you reckon like a week after or?
Oh my god!
What?
Yeah, about a week after. I would guess.
Yeah. Chloe,
I'm not gonna be here for my birthday.
For this year or. This ooh, year. Where are you going?
Oh, I'm going to the snow.
Congratulations.
I've never seen
snow. I've never seen snow. You should take me.
Gonna have to talk to my mom about this.
Take me. I want to go see the snow too. I was supposed to actually see the snow last year, but because of COVID, I couldn't go.
Weren't you supposed to be going to, like, New Zealand or
Tasmania? I was supposed to go to Tassie to go see our uncle. Actually, it's not our uncle, it's our mum's uncle, but
we don't have any uncles, but we class him as an uncle. Yeah, because we don't have uncles, we just call our mum.
Oh, yeah. But yeah.
Oh wait, you might have an uncle.
Yeah, you have an uncle too. We do have an uncle. It's just that we never met him because he lives in America.
Yeah, he's our half uncle, right?
Yep. Basically, but. Doesn't really matter. We just class our mum's uncle, so it's okay.
Yeah, we're fine with them.
But
yeah, I can't wait to go up. And it's gonna be completely free.
You should take me. And then when you take me, we can do a podcast up there by touching the snow.
It feels. We just eat it white.
Hey, look, Brody. Look, yellow snow. You should eat it. Eat it.
He's gonna
burn it. Not me. I would kill it. Trust me.
You know who can water my
God.
You.
No, I. You told me you will never get me to water your plants.
That was a few hours ago.
You told me you would never do that because I will kill them. Which I will kill them. No.
On purpose.
I will try so hard to keep them alive, but I will end up killing them and I would not know why. I don't have a green thumb, okay? I have the opposite of a green thumb.
Would you rather go to heaven or hell?
I don't know. I don't know what those both are like. Legit, you won't know until you die. Who knows? Hell could probably be the heaven and heaven could be hell. I've actually...
Alright. So you went to hell, yeah. Right? What like level would you want to be on? The bottom or the top?
Bottom.
Yeah, because heat increases.
Yep.
Rises.
I want to be on level one. I want to be the one, level one, creating the fire to make the people on level one fucking sweating.
Oh my god, Satan couldn't reach you, so he sent me.
No. No.
What? I'm not right?
You are right, but I don't want it to be right.
Or he sent your father.
Let's just say he sent everyone. He saw me and he's like, oh, this is a bitch that I want to get it to fuck it. Just to feel pain. Oh my gosh. Anybody want a brother?
You're funny.
No, I'm actually not funny.
You're funny.
I'm not funny. That's the thing. I'm the opposite of funny.
Very funny, cool dude.
Okay. I guess that it's going to my head, Brody. It's going to my oh my gosh.
You're boring.
I know I am. I even bore myself sometimes and I don't know how I do it. I could be like watching a good movie and I'm like, I'm bored. And it'll be like in a good part and I'm like, no, I'm bored.
Honestly, you know what I find so confusing?
What?
I'm one of the most annoying people you could ever meet. I talk so much.
Yeah, you are annoying. Yeah, go on.
But end of the podcast, I am usually tired from talking too much.
Yeah, you usually, like after this, we'll call each other and then you're like, I'm tired, I'm going to bed. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to stay up a bit and play fucking Xbox.
But talking is so athletic.
I don't know how people do running for a living.
I know.
Like, legit. I couldn't even run to save my life. If somebody told me to run down the end of my street, I'll go, no. 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 I ain't running.
You would rather let Harper die?
I'm not running.
Wow, what a great auntie you are.
Okay, look, she's not my child. It should be the parents' job to run down that street.
What a great auntie you are.
I am, aren't I?
I would run for Harper or Nate. Aria for or Nate.
Yeah, but...
Even though I'd probably break my back.
How the fuck do you break your back from just running?
Better not to ask questions than to ask them.
That's just like something I would do. I would actually do something like, let's say you're knitting or something. I will find a way to break my leg and from just knitting. That's something I would actually do. I don't know why, but I would find a way.
Chloe, that is like saying to somebody, you know what? I was baking a cake and I broke my
Yeah.
toe.
That's legit something. I would do something that, like, legit. Okay. When I was young, all right, not young, I was probably 13, turning 14.
I remember
Yeah,
you.
and, okay, for people who are not from America or the UK or whatever, thongs, okay, are not fucking undies, okay, guys? Yeah.
Not long hair.
I some
Thongs are
yeah flip flops
flip-flops.
whatever. Okay, a thong broke my finger in half, and I am mean it. How can something so flimsy break something? I can find something that is impossible and turn it into something that will hurt me. Seriously, I when I went to the hospital because of my finger was sticking out, like the bone and all that, and the bone wasn't sticking out, but it was pushing against my skin that almost broke, like thing. When I got an X-ray and I told the doctor, a thong broke it. They looked at me like I was crazy.
I mean, you are
Yeah, but
crazy, but
the doctors looked at me like I still remember it because it was so weird. Like the doctors looked at me and go, "A thong," and I'm like, "Yeah, a thong." And then like, "A thong did this," and I'm like, "Yes." And they're like, "How?" And I'm like, "Me and my brother was having a thong fight," and that sounds wrong for people who think thongs are g-strings. But
yeah.
they were so, because it legit was completely in half. That my bone was completely in half. And the doctor said, if it doesn't heal, I'm going to have to go to surgery and they're going to have to put a pin through it. And they were so sh I actually still have the photo, but I don't know whereabouts it is. I put it up somewhere. I asked the doctor, "Can you print out the photo of my X-ray so I could show people?" And it's somewhere in this house. And every time I tell people a thong has broken my finger completely in half, they all ask me the exact same thing: "How? How can a thong do that?" And I'm like, I found a way. I found a fucking way. Legit. So many people ask me, "How does a thong break your finger?" And I'm like, don't ask me.
But it is so weird to think about how different countries are in communication.
Yes.
Like, one time I was on call for one of my American friends, and I was talking to them, and then all of a sudden my mum comes in. She's like, "Hey, can you go open up the boot for me?"
Yes, I don't
I'm
know
like,
what a
"All right,
boot
yeah."
is, and it's so funny.
Yeah, and then they were like, "What did he say?" And I was like, "Oh, she just wants me to go open up the boot." And she's like, "Oh, okay. Is that to check if there's any spiders in it?" And I was like, "What?" And she's like, "You gotta go check your shoe if there's any spiders in it." And I go, "Oh no, she wants me to go open up the
Yeah,
trunk."
like how weird is that? But that is another thing that has happened about a spider in a shoe. I remember we were young and we were going to school. And so my brother was putting his shoes on. And he's like, he puts his shoes on. He's like, Mum, something's tickling my toes. And my mum thinks he's fucking with her. And my brother's like, No, Mum, something's tickling my toes. And he takes the shoe off. And he takes the shoes off and hits it. And he's this great big huntsman. Just comes out of the shoe, and I'm there shitting myself, running away from it. So does my sister. My mom's like, "Give me your shoe, give me your shoe," so she can kill
I don't even have a fear of spiders, but that just the creepy crawlies, like feeling the little leg
It
on the
was
toe.
so funny, and we never let that down. Like every time he puts his shoes on from that point on, we just like, anything tickling your toes? Because the way he said it was so funny. Like, Mom, something's tickling my toes. It was actually
Yeah.
hilarious.
By the way, if any producers or whatever, like advertisements who want to sponsor us are listening right now, I want to set the record rate straight that it's not just a 14-year-old that is running this podcast. There is an adult
Yeah,
doing it
I
as
am
well.
doing it.
Yeah, and you're above 21 years old, let's
Yes.
just say that. And don't worry, it's not like a pedo thing. She's my teacher.
Okay, thanks.
Also, just set the record.
Like, how many times have we told everyone that we're cousins?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I just, yeah, because I've seen a lot of people who have great podcasts, but they're like under 18 and no one wants to sponsor them.
Yeah. Well,
So I just need to set the record straight that, you know, this is not just run by a 14-year-old turning 15 in June.
oh my gosh. So, anything crazy story you have to share?
Oh God. Oh, I do have a
Oh, you
spider
do
one.
have a spider one.
Yep. You know, I'm chilling. I'm about 10, 10? No. I'd be like 9, 8 around that age. This is at my old house, by the way. And I was in my little sister's room because she had the laptop in her room. And I was sitting at the desk playing it. I feel a brush of and I like brushed it off like really fast, and I was like, okay, and I didn't think of anything of it, and I'm like continuing to play. I'm playing a role play on Roblox, by the way, so I was super invested in it, and I was, you know, doing my thing, and then all of a sudden it's about 12 o'clock. Right, and I'm like 8, 9, so I'm not allowed to be up at that time. I snuck in there and played it while my little sister was asleep. And I all of a sudden see at the other side of the laptop, because her light was off and the computer screen was like shining in my face, so you know how it's like
Yeah.
hard to see. Yeah, it was, I was like trying to see what it was. This massive huntsman was on the wall
Oh.
in front of me. Brushed along my leg, and I'm like, oh my God. And I started screaming, and a mum came in, and she's like, what are you doing awake? And I'm like, Mom, huntsman. And she's like, oh my God, where? And I was like, on the wall. And then we just like had to get in. She's like, what were you doing awake?
Oh my gosh, that's actually funny. I have another spider one. This one is from school. Because when you're at school,
School
they
too.
don't care if there's a huntsman and all that. They will just, you will still have to sit there and learn. That's the thing. If there was a spider, they don't care. Just thing. I remember I'm in class All right, I was in grade 7. All right. Last thing before I went to high school. And some guy's like, "Miss, there's a huntsman near the door. There's a hunt." I fuck it. Like, I'm afraid of spiders. And I shit, like, not legit shit myself, but I'm scared. And, like, he's just standing near the door. And I'm like, I'm not doing this. So I get up from my chair and go to the window, like, back myself up to the window because I'm right near the door. Like, I'm like right near the fucking door where the spider. I legit get out of that chair as fast as I can, go to the other side of the room, and I jump out the window. I did not want to go. And the teacher legit had to come find me, and she's like, "You need to come back to class." I'm like, "No, I'm not going back." And she's like, "You gotta come back." I'm like, "No. No." So they had to take me to the principal office and I had to do my work in the principal's office because I refused to go back to that classroom. And then lunchtime hits and the principal's like, "Okay, you gotta go back to your class." I'm like, "Fuck no." Because they didn't kill the goddamn spider, they just left it.
Well, do you want to hear my school spider story?
Yes.
Okay, you know how I don't have a fear of spiders and I want a pet
Ah,
spider?
yes, which I will legit never come over to your house ever if you do.
Well, one time I was in class right first year of high school, and I'm sitting there, my language and literacy class, and you know when you're like erasing something and a little
Yeah.
eraser thing comes off? Yeah, I'm like erasing, and I feel something on my leg, like the top half. So like it's flat on my leg, and I'm like, I instantly think, oh, it's the eraser stuff. I look down, I'm about to brush it away, and it's this massive huntsman
Oh
sitting on my. Initial thing, I was like, oh my god, oh my god, and I brushed it off, and I'm like, all right, it's just a spider, and I look down, and it's like looking up at me, and I just
no.
grab it, and I get outside. And when I say. When like when I first got scared, I screamed spider, and everyone at my table instantly jolted back. One of them fell off their chairs, and then as soon as I realized it was just a like giant huntsman, I just grabbed it, walked out of the classroom. Literally, there was a trail of people just avoiding me,
Good.
and I was walking out.
I would have fucking left you there and never came back.
I love
Hate
spiders, though.
spiders. I want a pet snake, but my mum doesn't want me to have a pet snake.
I'm a snake
I
and a spider.
want a pet snake. But my mum refused. Like, my mum's not afraid of snakes or anything. It's just that she doesn't want to have a snake in the house, and I'm like, "Fuck, I want a snake. I want a pet snake." But
Like you're telling me you don't want a pet
fuck
tarantula.
no! If I saw that, I'm getting the spray, and I will kill it right there. Then I am.
I
You
will
sue me all
scream.
your life. I will happily go to prison knowing I killed that thing. I will legit, if you try to sue me because I killed it, I will actually go and hand myself in proud I did that.
I will happily take the 3 cents in your bank.
Okay, that's legit $0. You know that, right?
Definitely pay back for the spider.
Legit, I will kill it and I will not regret it. You can go cry all you like and I will not feel a thing because I would be so happy that I killed it. No one, like, legit, somebody could try and offer me $1 million. I would not take it if they told me I had to hold a spider. I'm sorry. I'm not going to take it. You couldn't pay me any money in the world to actually hold a fucking spider. You couldn't. No matter how much money, I will not do it.
How about 20
Fuck
mils?
off.
$1 million.
I said I want to do it for $1 million.
$1 million for a little baby.
One
hamster.
Little thing. No, I would do it for daddy's long legs.
No, a little huntsman.
No.
Alright, well, what about 1 mil for a jumping spider?
No.
Not even for a tiny
it
little
will get
jumping
lost
spider.
and I'll get paranoid to my hair.
But would you do it for 1 million?
For a jumping spider?
Yeah.
For 1 million? Yes. But if it's like a huntsman, anything, I would not do it.
Right
Fuck
back.
no.
Don't you want to die?
Brody, I'm not fucking getting a goddamn redback, okay? I swear I've actually had a redback on me.
I've seen a redback.
I seen a redback before, and I was swimming with our cousin in a pool, and
we have like 25
Tiana. I was swimming
Oh,
in
okay.
the pool. This was before you were even born, like even conceived or anything. And I'm swimming, and the ladder to go into the pool under it, we were fucking around with the ladder, and I grabbed the ladder. I'm like, well, I threw it out of the pool. I'm like, well, it looks like we have to climb our way out without a ladder. And when I flipped it, I fucking redback spider that was being in the water with us was under the ladder's steps, like under it. And you, oh my gosh. Legit, me and her screamed. We screamed, spider! And Arnie Cindy came out and said, where? And she's like, that's a fucking redback. Get out of the water. There might be more in the water. We're like really young, like 8 or whatever, and just watching these little girls just try to jump over a thing that's taller than them to get out of the pool. It was actually quite funny.
I actually had a spider experience at your house.
When was this?
Oh, I would say I was around 5 or 6, and I still remember it.
Was I there, or?
You probably were. I think you...
Okay, you're going to have to refresh my memory.
Okay, it's when you still had the pool.
The house that I'm in now, or what house was it in? The one. Okay. Oh, yep.
Okay, yeah, I remember I came over and I'm going outside and I'm like, can I go in the pool? And then your mom was like, no, there's spiders in there. And I was like, oh, okay. And I climb up the ladder, I'm looking over, and there's this giant huntsman sitting at the top of the water just staring at me. And I'm like, spider!
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, not as eventful as your story, but, you know.
Yeah, well, the one how I said that, I think I did have a redback on me. I remember, I think I've already said this, it was just me and my mum home. I didn't go to school that day because I never did. And I remember I actually think I had a doctor's appointment actually. So our pop came to pick us up because my mum didn't have a car, so pop was taking us. So what happened was Pop honked the horn and we're going out to go get in the car, and The funny thing happened is I put my jacket on and I walked outside.
Oh, that's so funny. You put it back on.
And I didn't feel anything, okay? I look down and he's this dirty black motherfucker. I mean, it was black. I wasn't looking properly, so I don't know if I saw any red. But when I say it was black, I mean it was black. And I screamed, got my other hand, and fucking, because I panicked and I flinged it off my arm. And, like, you could easily see it in the goddamn grass because how black it was. And my mum, it had a fucking fat bum too. And oh my gosh, I lost it. When I mean I lost it, my mum came in and go, what, why am I? I'm like, spider, I'm gone. And my mum's like, oh my gosh, I have never seen a blackest spider before. My mum's going on. She's like, this is the blackest spider I have ever seen. And my mum killed it. And it's just laying in the grass. And I'm like, oh, my heart's fucking pumping. I'm losing my shit. And I was so scared to get in the car just in case there was another spider.
Well, should we finish the podcast off and move to my stereo?
If you want, I don't really care.
Yeah, I just want to see how it goes. Anyway, thank you all for listening. Love you all. Have a great day, night, morning, whatever time it is for you. Follow us on my stereo at.
I apologize for people who were scared of spiders, have to listen to our stories of spiders. Don't worry, we're both in the same place. I am petrified.
Well, have a good time, y'all.
Make sure you check your walls just in case.